Hey, Patty.
Yo.
Did you see that coming from Fields? Not just the game plan, but the accuracy, the movement in the pocket, the anticipation. Did you see him being able to have a game like that?
I
didn't.
He's done it at times, you know, in spurts. But I guess I anticipated seeing good things from him. I would say I expected to see more bad things from him, and they haven't happened. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
A lot of sense.
And that is, he's been more consistently good. I think it speaks to the cast around him. I think it speaks to his understanding of what they're doing and what's expected of him. I think Mike Tomlin's handled him really well, right? I mean, he hasn't, you know, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, you know, in the meeting rooms, but he hasn't anointed him, or there hasn't been this coronation now that they're 3-0 that he's the guy, he's the answer. This is a prove-it type of situation, and he's gone out and proved that he can do it, one, but more important, that he's not going to be a reason for them to lose. And that is, I've always felt that quarterbacks can lose games faster than they can win them, more often than they can win them. He hasn't done the things that contribute to losing.
How hard is it, whenever you're playing quarterback, to not go outside the box and take chances? Like, I mean, everything is enticing. Like, you see, like, defenses and, you know, defensive players, like, maybe shooting a different gap than you're actually supposed to, or staying home being asked to stay home and to do a certain thing, but then it's like, oh, I'm going to take a chance. Like, at quarterback, I would assume that, like, you have so many routes that are going out there, and you know it's probably going to be open based off of coverage and everything, but sometimes you just want to take that chance. And I feel like that's what Justin Fields was in Chicago. Like, I'm going to take a chance, and a lot of times it backfired, or even using his legs at times whenever he shouldn't have. Like, whenever you are back there and you're seeing everything, you're hearing everything, you're making your calls, like, how hard is it not to just go outside the box and just be freelance and go and try to make plays?
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on who you are as an athlete. I mean, I was not the athlete as Justin Fields is, but understanding situations, I felt like the greater depth of understanding you have of what the offensive coordinator is expecting from the play, and what can take that away, and then the situational awareness of, okay, it's third down, we need to convert, we're down 3. Maybe I'll run around and make a play. Whereas if it's third down and we're up 10, maybe I throw it away or check it down and we punt. You know, or we're in the red zone, we're at the 36-yard line, we've got one of the best kickers, if not the best kicker in the league. It's third down and 12. I'm not going to force this ball, we're going to take points. Or I'm not going to run around and take an 8-yard sack and make it a 53-yarder. I'm going to keep it at 40, you know, whatever. I'm not going to make it a 60-yarder. I'm going to keep it a 52-yarder.
Do you think most quarterbacks think all those things within one sequence, like within one play? Or does that, like, a process where you have to learn? Like, do you think Justin Fields had that mindset whenever he was in Chicago? Like, oh, we have a really good kicker. Like, maybe I should throw it away. Or is that something that you have to learn as you play and develop as a quarterback?
I think it's something you have to learn. I think it's something that also can spawn from the situations you're in, right? Like, if you're in second and third and long a lot, which I would venture to say Chicago was, you play different. You know, it's just like a defense plays different when they're up 2 scores. You saw that Saleh and Aaron Rodgers thing, like, get up 2 scores. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just pin your ears back and go.
Yep.
At that point. So I think at quarterback, when you're in manageable down in distances, when you know, staying on schedule and staying ahead of the chains, all those, you know, coach speak words are important and a part of the DNA of the organization, and it's something you do well. You can play with a better understanding of what it's going to take to win, as opposed to, I got to do everything.
Hmm.
And that's where I feel like, you know, that was one of the things with Ben that was, I think, hard to manage, because you don't want to coach the dog out of a guy, right? Like, that's the I think we've talked about this. That's the fine line with Fields. Is like, you don't want to overcoach him into being a robot. The way you do that is to explain situations to him. It's how guys like Michael Vick, even Lamar Jackson, have gotten better. Is they know not only to help win games, but to prolong their careers, you can't run around like a madman all the time. Like, you're going to get, I don't care how big, strong, fast you are going to get lit up, and you're going to lose. And then you're going to get benched. And then you're going to get traded. And that, it's like, ultimately, you see these athletic quarterbacks start to get molded. It's one of the reasons, I don't know, like, Josh Allen is so much like Big Ben, but he's probably a little bit more reckless. You know? I mean, throwing his body around and there's times to do that, and there's times not to. And it's a hard line for guys that are incredibly talented, of which Fields is one. But it's one that I think if you have the right understanding, you're coached the proper way, you can get the best out of somebody.
Jeff Hathorn going to join us next. Have some questions about the Steelers injury report. We want to run by him. Real quick, I'm sure you guys saw it. Deshaun Watson on the 4th-and-3 runs to his right. Wide receiver wide open in the flat, basically jumping up and down for the football. Yesterday in the press conference, Deshaun Watson said he's a decoy. Oh, he's a decoy. He gets tackled short of the sticks.
They are a
total dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Wait, what are you, not allowed to throw? I mean, he's a decoy, can't throw to him.
Didn't he also say, I'm not a running back?
He said, I'm not a running back, yes.
Well, he was on that play.
Right.
He sucks. Things you love to see.